this session is not my idea. I was inspired to do this. And I prayed that I should not use my words. As I came here in front of the camera, and a few minutes earlier, you may be listening also, there is a thunderstorm and lightning and rain. And that is the glory. Secondly, as I said, I did not want to use my words, but I heard my chanting Jesus' words. If you abide in me, my words will abide in you. Ask what you wish for, that shall be done for you. And that is the message. I'm going to use very minimum of my own words. So I was inspired to John 11. I mean, 11 to 13. I'm going to read some of the passages. It is Jesus bringing back to life the dead body of Lazarus. You can hear the thunderstorm. And Jesus came there after Lazarus died for a few days, 4 days or so. Then when he arrived, the sister said of Lazarus, then Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Jesus, even now I know, again, Martha, even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give to you. Jesus told her, your brother will rise. Jesus told her, and I say that there is thunder and lightning. Jesus told her, your brother will rise. Martha replied, I know that he will rise from the dead in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me will live even if he dies. Whoever believes in me, he will live even if he dies. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe in this? She said to him, yes, Lord. I have believed and continue to believe that you are the Christ. I think you hear the thunder again. To come into the world, after she said this, she left and called her sister Mary. And she fell at his feet, saying to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. When Jesus saw her sobbing, and Jews who had come with her also sobbing, he was deeply moved in spirit and was troubled and said, Where have you laid him? Lord, come and see. And Jesus, skipping a few paragraphs, and then Jesus said, Take away the stone, Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, Lord, by this time there will be an offensive odor, for he has been dead 4 days. Jesus said to her, Did I not say to you that you believe you will see the glory of God? So they took away the stone, and Jesus raised his eyes and said, These are the most important words of Jesus, because this is the things that you should use. These words you have to use in prayer. Father, I thank you that you have heard me. Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I know that you always hear me and listen to me. But I have said this because of the people standing around, so that they may believe that you have sent me. This is the most important thing. You have to repeat this. I knew that you always hear me and listen to me. I have no problem with that. You always hear me. But I have said this because of the people standing around, so that they may believe that you have sent me. And so whenever you pray, and then he makes, he does this miracle. He calls Lazarus, and Lazarus comes alive. Okay. The bottom line is, you have to believe in miracles. That is why, that is the main theme of the whole thing, is and the dead man coming back to life, Lazarus. I have had experienced it in my own life when I heard, when I prayed for somebody. And I prayed hard and invited the gods I had known and prayed. But the miracle happened in this particular case when Jesus showed up and saved the life. And that's a truth that I personally experienced in my life. So The most important thing is you have to pray. You have to pray as if God is listening to you. He is listening to you, not as if. And that is the most important thing. And right after that, he goes and and the important message here, I have made some marks here for myself. Whoever rejects me and refuses to accept my teachings, he has one who will, he has one who judges him. The very word that I spoke will judge and condemn him on the last day. This is not Jesus' words. He's not talking about himself. For this is the most important thing. For I have never spoken on my own initiative or authority, but the Father himself who sent me has given me a commandment regarding what to say and what to speak. So the words here, again, the song that I was chanting, the words are important. Because the words that Jesus spoke were not his. They are the words of God. And he sent Jesus to convey his words. So when you use these words, you will have miracles. That's why he said, when you abide in me, my words will abide in you. What are the words? The words that I just said, for I have never spoken on my own initiative. And then the way you pray is saying thanks. And that's very important. He's hearing. So you have to ask. You have to ask whatever you want. That shall be done for you. And then I have another message, and that's connected with the Last Supper, the communion. And Jesus said that this body is the problem. He is the Passover day, the Passover lamb. The Passover lamb is a Jewish tradition. I'm not going to go into the story. You all know that. Now the real significance and the eternally meaningful, timeless wisdom is that the body is the problem. And he broke the bread, which is symbolic of breaking the body and letting the spirit to express itself which is the resurrected body of light, which is within us. And the body is the barrier. And the body has to be crucified. The flesh has to be crucified. You know why it's hard for us to pray? Because of the body. I want you to listen to a preacher in India. His name is Dr. Samuel Patta, P-A-T-T-A. He has a small video, clip. You have to control the body like you control a dog. You may want to listen to that. Like you control the body is what stands between you and prayer. The body hates prayer. That's why it's very difficult to pray. You have to control it. Now Jesus breaks the bread, which is a symbolic of transcending the body and to gain the light body, the resurrected body. And he, before he goes on the cross, he says to his devotees, disciples, "Now you will do this or reenact this breaking the bread and drinking the wine ceremony in memory of me." Remembrance of me, of what I did, is symbolic. What Jesus did is symbolic, remains eternally true, of transcending the body, putting an end to the death, which is, the death is only for the body, and pain, and, you know, all the desires are attached to the body. And we wanted a permanent solution for this body, because as long as there is the body, there is sickness, there is old age and death. And that is the true meaning of this communion. In fact, you have to do communion every minute. Every minute. And he promised that this would give you salvation. This will unite you with the Father in heaven. Because our home is not on this earth plane, although you may live in a mansion and drive a Rolls Royce and get lost in this world with fancy clothes and all the other things, which are called as Maya. These are all Maya. So this communion ritual, when you remember what Jesus said, is this breaking the bread will put an end to the death of the body. The death of one man, the Son of God, will give freedom to the human race, to the human body. And with all devotion. You have to do this ceremony, remembering the words of Jesus, and he will, as he said in another context, that I'm going to go, but if you call on me, if three or four people join together and call on me, I will come. So we will call on him, and as we do this communion ritual, and remembering the real true meaning of breaking the bread, which is putting an end to the flesh, the body. Now I'm breaking, taking, if you don't have a bread with you, then you can at least imagine as if you are breaking bread, and then you can eat the bread, and this is the wine, which is the blood of Jesus. And then the blood of Jesus is power, is salvation, is redemption. It gives you access to the Father, to heaven. You can now drink the wine. Remember the words of Jesus. Will abide in you, and whatever you ask shall be done for you. I'm just only fulfilling what God wanted me to do. And then I was so happy to hear the thunder, lightning. Many years ago, with great difficulty, I did a ceremony in Thiruvannamalai. It was a 10-day ceremony, and I spent a lot of financial resources I could get, most of it God gave it to me. And after the 10th day, I brought a number of priests to come to Thiruvannamalai to do that. And nobody else in history, known history, ever performed that ritual in Thiruvannamalai. So I'm very happy that I was able to do this duty, and I'm very happy and thankful. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. We'll see you another time. when again, if I get inspired, I will meet you again. I love to do that. God bless.